Some of us, you know, long to see those that have gone on before us again in that. And actually, what I'd like to do is to talk about that for a moment as part of the Lord's Supper this morning. I'm going to read from Revelation 22. Revelation 22, starting in verse 1, says, "And the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healings of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever." Kind of an amazing picture, isn't it? And it sounds a little bit like Eden, right? If you think about it, they talk about the river of life, they talk about things like that. And it got me thinking as I was reading about this, the difference between what Adam and Eve experienced and what we experience. You know, you ever thought, well, wouldn't it be great if Adam and Eve hadn't sinned and everything would have been great with us and we would have lived here? You know, if you spend some time in the book of Revelation, I think that might be a little misguided. Because I believe that the real concept, particularly in the book of Revelation, isn't that we make this life perfect, but that we are preparing, and God is preparing us for the next life. We got a vision into that next life from the book, the Revelations of John. And it's interesting to think that Adam and Eve knew God, right? And they knew him as their creator and a confidant. But they didn't know God as holy. They wouldn't have sinned. They didn't know God as righteous. They didn't know God as a redeemer. You ever thought of the question, was there sin before Adam and Eve sinned? Well, there wasn't in our world, but Satan came from somewhere. And so I challenge you this morning as we're thinking about the Lord's Supper to reflect for a moment on, although things, you know, from the beginning have been difficult, right? Because of sin and everything that has come along, it seems to be part of God's plan. Part of God's plan for preparing us to live with him. And the biggest part of that plan, of course, we celebrate together with the sacrifice of his son. You know, through that sacrifice, we learn about God. We learn about who God is. We learn about how much he loves us. We learn about what it means to be redeemed. And so the people that stood and will stand next to the river of the water of life have a different understanding of who God is because of what God has done than even Adam and Eve. It's a fascinating thing to think about. We, right now, assemble around the table to to recognize what God has done. And recognize how God has changed us because of the sacrifice of his Son. So let's pray for the prayer. Father, we come before you this morning recognizing that we will never be the best we can be until we're with you. Father, we ask that you help us to understand through studying your word and your spirit in our lives just how you are preparing us to be with you. Father, we recognize that that preparation required this sacrifice that we celebrate now. We give you praise, honor, and glory because of what you've done on the cross to allow us to be the best we can be and ultimately to be with you. We ask God these blessings as we take this bread in Jesus' name. Yes, my point is a little bit like when we're children, we respect and honor who God, who our parents were because they created us and they care for us. As we get older and older, we start to recognize through our experience just what they actually did for us. The sacrifices they made, the ways that they gave of themselves in ways we couldn't even understand. So I think that may be the difference that God's trying to help us understand and prepare us to live with him so we have a better, complete understanding of who God is. Let's pray for the touch. Father, through the blood that was sacrificed, we thank you that even in the book of Revelation, we can see who you are. We can see the illustration of your Son as the Lamb. But we also see the illustration of your Son as the King victorious. Help us, Father, to know who you are better, to prepare to be with you. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Family, we have financial obligations. So if you have not had the chance to give, if you're here, or find a way to give, if you're online, we would very much appreciate your understanding.
I'd ask if you would please stand and sing with me. Thank you.